This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
My next guest, who is the President of the Australian Human Rights Commission, Catherine Branson. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Doug.
Apologies for being slightly off time here, but as you can imagine, things are a bit chaotic this morning.
Oh, yes, news-wise. It's a very exciting time, isn't it?
It's a very exciting time. How do you feel about having a female Prime Minister?
Well, what I think we need in Australia is where any person in Australia could be Prime Minister almost without remark. I think a full diversity of the Australian population should be capable of leading the Australian population. I don't mean, of course, criminals and people of that kind, but, you know, men, women, people of diverse sexuality, anyone in Australia should be able to lead us, and I think the time when we have a woman Prime Minister and no one makes much of a fuss about it will be a good thing. The time when we have a gay Prime Minister and no one speaks much about it will also be a good thing.
Yes, we'd be glad to get past all this thing, wouldn't it? And perhaps now they'll stop commenting on what she wears all the time as well.
Let's hope that they do.
This is a bit of a problem for women in public life, isn't it? Because no one talks about the men's suits and ties very much. But
no, they don't, and they don't query whether they have children or not, and they don't query whether they spend enough time doing housework. I mean, all of those things. We know that different standards are applied to women in public life than are applied to men, and we all look forward to the time when that's not so.
Indeed. Now, I got you on today to ask you... the Commission did a great deal of work for the community with the Same Sex, Same Entitlements report, which led to all the changes to the law that the government brought in. But it seems like things have gone a little bit kind of quiet since then on the gay rights front with the Commission. So what are you doing now?
Well, we are doing still quite a lot. Some of it, I know, is not as visible as some of the earlier work that we did. We did the important Same-Sex, Same-Entitlements report and followed up on that with great success, as you know. The Sex Files report, we've been spending quite a bit of time following up on that, and we're very pleased that that does, as we understand it, led to the very welcome recent announcement by the government of a working group to progress the recommendations of that report. We made an important submission to a Senate inquiry.
Catherine, can I just interrupt you one moment? We just had official confirmation that Julia Gillard is now our new Prime Minister. There's a statement being made in camera at the moment. We're not going to bother crossing to it unless Julia herself speaks, but I thought I'd make the official announcement at this point.
Everyone will be thrilled to hear, will be pleased to hear it.
Okay, now back to our story. And Wayne Swan is the deputy, we knew that was coming. You did the report, you did the investigation.
Sex files, we followed up on that.
Files.
I think many people will know that we made a submission to the Senate inquiry into the Greens' same-sex marriage bill, stating that formal relationship recognition should be available to same-sex couples on an equal basis to opposite-sex couples. Mm-hmm. And we're working now on our submission to the Universal Periodic Review. We've had that out for public consultation. We've had quite a lot of input from the GLBTI community. And we will in that recommend that the government take all possible steps to enable equal recognition of same-sex marriage, that sexual preference and gender identity should be included as grounds of protection in federal discrimination law. And I think most of your audience will know that the Commonwealth anti-discrimination laws will be consolidated and harmonised.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to look at, because the big loss, if you like, that we've had in a sense is that the government decided not to proceed with the Human Rights Charter, mm-hmm. instead going for another, actually very similar to what it did as far as gay rights are concerned, going through this some kind of audit of government to see what their compliance is on human rights and where it can be improved. You presumably will be a big part of that process.
Well, we hope to be very closely involved, but the point I was going to make is that with the consolidation of the anti-discrimination legislation, we get the big opportunity we've been looking for to get included in that legislation, laws prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender or sex identity. This is a very big opportunity, I think, to move forward in this area. We'll be anxious to consult with the GLBTI community very widely, because it's very important that we get the strongest possible submission to government, that these grounds are included in our consolidated anti-discrimination laws.
Yeah, it's a strange way for the government to go about doing this, don't you think, rather than sort of tackle it head on. But it does seem to be the preferred style. It sort of sneak things in little bits and pieces.
Well, I suppose there's some political value in doing that. Of course, anti-discrimination laws and the Human Rights Act do fill slightly different spaces. Mm-hmm. We are disappointed that we won't have a Human Rights Act, but the discrimination laws probably would have continued in some form outside that Act anyway, and if we can get them into better, more inclusive form, I think it will be a very important thing. And it's where we will be putting quite a lot of effort now, working, we hope, with the GLBTI community to persuade the government that this is the opportunity to get these anti-discrimination laws in a form that cover much more of the Australian society than they now do.
Yeah, the other point about all these anti-discrimination laws and equality laws and so on is that to date they have tended to be rather difficult for the individual to use and access. The system whereby you can raise a complaint and get it investigated and arrive at an outcome seems to be, to me anyway, to be unnecessarily kind of complex and bureaucratic. Will you be pressing the government to kind of streamline these sort of procedures to give you the ability, for example, to initiate an investigation without a specific complaint, all those kind of things?
Well, we certainly think that the harmonisation of the laws will make them more accessible for everyone. I mean, at the moment, you've got to go through a number of different acts. They are not drafted in the same way. Time limits and things are not identical. To have a single act that covers all of the grounds and that would make it easier, for example, to complain on more than one ground at the one time and with an identical procedure, we think would be very helpful. Issues of whether the Commission should identify complaints does raise a number of quite complex issues. And the Commission itself doesn't... The Commission, you'll understand, is a group of four people, all of the specialist commissioners and the President sitting together. Mm-hmm. That's not an issue on which we've at the moment reached a decision. It's something that we very likely will have to consider in the near future. There can be difficulties in conciliating complaints if you're also a prosecuting body. There could be serious financial implications for the Commission if it were to launch, for example, legal action in its own name and then get a very large award made against it, and it might disable it from doing other valuable work because its limited resources had gone off meeting the costs of a successful litigant. There are some quite complex issues to look at.
A lot of which seems to come down to funding.
Lots of things in this world come down to funding, don't they? And funding is always a very real and live issue for the Commission. We've got a very wide ambit. We cannot do everything that we would like to do all at the same time. We have to plan carefully, we have to make decisions, and we have to prioritise. I think probably it will always be so.
Which you did actually suffer a bit of a loss of funding the last time round, didn't you? Is it sort of stable in the latest proposals, or are you going down again?
I think it might be second to last time. Just as I came in as president, we lost money that we called the Work Choices money. It was the money that came to us when Work Choices came in. When a number of people lost access to industrial tribunals, it was known that they would bring their complaints to the Australian Human Rights Commission. We got very substantial funding to deal with those complaints. About 18 months ago, that funding was withdrawn when this current government was committed to withdrawing Work Choices. But, of course, the complaints are still with us.
Yeah.
And, indeed, the number of complaints which we receive continue to rise. But we lost a very substantial amount of money, and that did involve reorganising of Commission priorities to enable that statutory obligation to investigate and conciliate complaints to be met. More positively, when the Human Rights Framework was announced, it was announced that we would pick up substantial funding over 4 years for community education in human rights, and that was a very positive thing from our point of view.
Well, best of luck with it all.
Thank you very much.
Really glad that you're still in there batting for us. And
we certainly are.
And look forward to hearing more about what you're doing as we get along with it. And thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Mike. It's lovely to speak with you.
You too. That was Catherine Branson, the president of the Australian Human Rights Commission.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.